It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 7th, 2014. On this date in 1916, Jeanette Rankin of Montana became the first woman elected to the United States Congress. After she was declared the winner, she exclaimed, "I may be the first woman member of Congress, but I won't be the last." How right she was. Nearly 350 women have served in the House and Senate since she took office in 1917. Jeanette Rankin was born June 11, 1880, near Missoula. Her mother was a schoolteacher, and her father, a Canadian immigrant, was a rancher. As a child, Jeanette gained a reputation for doing things that most other girls didn't, like helping ranch hands run machinery and doing carpentry work with her father. In 1902, she earned a degree in biology from the University of Montana, but was unsure about a future career. After attending the New York School of Philanthropy, she became a social worker. She then moved to Spokane and found her niche in the women's suffrage movement. Her entry into national politics coincided with the outbreak of the First World War. A committed pacifist, she was determined to keep the United States out of it. Advised by her brother, who was active in Montana's Republican Party, Jeanette campaigned hard, traveling great distances to reach her state's widely scattered population. She rallied support at train stations, on street corners, at potluck suppers on ranches, and at remote one-room schoolhouses. And she won by over 7,500 votes. Once in office, she worked to secure passage of the 19th Amendment and proudly declared, "If I am remembered for no other act, I want to be remembered as the only woman who ever voted to give women the right to vote." As it turned out, she was most remembered for something else. In April 1917, President Woodrow Wilson asked for a declaration of war against Germany. Miss Rankin was one of 50 members of Congress who voted no. The next year, Montana's district lines were redrawn, and she found herself in overwhelmingly Democratic territory. She decided not to run for re-election and made a bid for the U.S. Senate. She lost in the primary and then ran as an independent, but finished a distant third. She won a second term in Congress in 1940 when Europe was embroiled in another world war. A year later, when President Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Miss Rankin was the lone dissenter. "As a woman, I can't go to war," she said, "and I refuse to send anyone else." After the vote, an angry mob hounded her, and she was forced to hide in a telephone booth until congressional police rescued her. She did not seek re-election in 1943, but to the end of her life, she worked for the cause of nonviolence. Well into her 80s, she organized protests and other resistance efforts against America's involvement in the war in Vietnam. Jeanette Rankin died May 18, 1973, at age 93. 12 years later, her statue was placed in the United States Capitol. At the dedication, historian Joan Hoff Wilson called her one of the most controversial and unique women in American political history. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 7th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.